So once you get on there, start thinking of five things.
Lessons at Carroll Junior High go on as planned, with the state superintendent of education, John White, administrators, and reporters watching. Principal Angela Manning looked forward to Superintendent White's visit. She wants the superintendent to see what her school has to offer students, despite having received a failing grade last fall.
I hope that he sees that even though our letter grade was a D-, that D- does not really reflect the overall commitment and dedication that we have to student achievement at Carroll Junior High School.
Under Governor Jindal's proposed education reform, low-income students in schools which received a C grade or worse would be eligible for a private school voucher. Superintendent White says that the plan is a good fit for Carroll Junior High.
It definitely will have a positive effect, because I think that people in the school will realize what I think they've already realized, which is that in order to do right by our kids, we're going to have to step up our game. Principal Manning here at Carroll Junior High School is already seeing progress. We need to see more, but we can't get in the way as government of making the choice that parents really need to make for their kids.
The voucher plan has its detractors. State Representative Katrina Jackson says the new system would bring uncertainty to state education.
I think we have wonderful private schools in Monroe, but they're not under the same accountability measures as a public school. And the students are not under the same end of the year testing, the new LEAP, and all of that. And so when you take public dollars and give it to a voucher program, their students are not measured. And so you can never really measure the success rate of a voucher program, because the accountability in a public school is different from the private school.
The stop at Carroll Junior High was one of three scheduled visits for Superintendent White today. He also toured schools in Lincoln Parish and in Sterlington. For KEDM, I'm John Hughes.